This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. We've established that feeding birds is a good thing, and we know what to feed them. Now, let's check out types of feeders. I've had several types in my yards, not only to attract different kinds of birds, but to see which ones work best at keeping squirrels at bay. Okay, that was funny. As anyone who feeds birds know, that's nearly impossible unless you have a source of electricity to zap them with, or you're good with a BB gun and have the time to patrol. The dome feeder is a good choice to keep the snow and rain off your seeds, as it's typically covered with a clear plastic dome. The cardinals and blue jays like this one. Of course, they love the peanut feeders too. Hopper feeders hold lots of seed. I had one attached to a dead tree and put flashing on the sides to make it harder for squirrels. The tension bar was also set very light so that squirrels and heavier birds essentially close the chute when they land on it, giving the little guys a better shot at the food. Thistle feeders have narrow openings for finches, while tube feeders work well for sunflower seeds. The chickadees love these. If you want to keep the bigger birds from your tube feeders, then shorten the perches. Suet feeders are wire or mesh baskets for holding suet cakes, woodpeckers' favorite. Another option is the window feeder that attaches to the outside of your window with suction cups. The birds eat just inches away from you. I would suggest this one for people who do not have cats, unless you like to tease them. I'm not sure how dirty your window would get either. There's also the question of how many birds may try to fly into the window. For more information, go to my website, gardenbite.com. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, too. Send me your comments, questions, or suggestions for future bites. I love hearing from you. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.